This is Scott Becker with the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by a brilliant leader from Deaconess Health. We're joined today by Sean McCoy, the president of Deaconess Health. Sean, can you take a moment? We'll talk to you at some point about what you're most focused on and excited about this year, trends you're watching, advice for leaders, and a lot more. Take a moment and introduce yourself and tell us about Deaconess Health.
Well, thanks, Scott. First, would say I'm not a brilliant leader, so we'll start off with that. But I am Sean McCoy. I've actually been with Deaconess Health System for over 30 years, and I actually started my career as an intern in an industrial engineering position, and was fortunate enough to run into a lot of really good people that gave me opportunities and chances. So have seen a little bit of every part of operations of a hospital through my years. And then I moved into the senior leadership role about 18 years ago, and then into the system CEO role in 2017.
And talk about being at the same place for 30 years, the changes you've seen. What are the qualities it takes in a leader to be at the same place for 30 years? Talk about that a little bit, about spending your career at Deaconess Health.
Okay. Well, I tell you, 30 years goes by in an instant. I'll start there. But it's when I started at Deaconess, we had one hospital, and we were in sort of a downtown campus, and we've grown significantly. Now we're 19 hospitals in three states. So much different system today than we were when I joined 30 years ago. If I reflect back on the major changes, things are just, they happen faster now. I just remember when I was first a manager, the pace of change is nowhere near where it is today. And the types of decisions that have to be made quickly with not great options, those are the sort of decisions we're making in healthcare today versus what we were doing 30 years ago. So it's just a more difficult operating environment.
Thank you. And talk about, as you look at this year, 2024, what are you most focused on and excited about?
Yeah, so for 24, I don't know if I'm excited about it, but I would say sort of post-COVID for the industry in general, as you know, U.S. hospitals had their worst financial performance in history last year. And I don't think there's a day that goes by that I don't open Becker's up and see an article talking about a health system having to take some drastic measures to improve their financial performance. So I think that's sort of the state of the industry right now. And, the things that I think I see coming that worry me as a healthcare leader that's been around for 30 years, you're seeing a huge number of CEO exits right now. You got Ken Kaufman talking about wicked problems, and I sort of alluded to that earlier, where these are just problems that are extremely difficult to solve, and the only solutions really have some negative consequences that come along with those. And, for us at Deaconess, sort of the things that we see on the horizon that we're getting geared up for, Medicare Advantage growth is a significant issue for not only us, but the healthcare industry in general. There's a surgeon that has a great term for Medicare Advantage. He calls it Medicare Disadvantage. And I think that's the way a lot of the providers feel, throughout the country. But we believe here Medicare Advantage is going to play a huge role in healthcare going forward. It continues to grow at a rapid pace. And, most facilities see 10 to 15% reductions in reimbursement versus traditional Medicare. So if you were losing money on traditional Medicare cases, and then you have managed Medicare that comes on top of that, you're losing even more. So, and our concern and what we've seen is this is a particular issue for rural healthcare, because rural healthcare doesn't have the ability to offset those losing payers with commercial payers because they don't exist in rural markets for the most part. And so that's what we're seeing. So that does, that creates opportunities, obviously. And Deaconess has been fortunate where we've been able to step into some of those situations in rural healthcare where those communities would have lost their hospital. We've been able to affiliate. We've been able to invest and bring more services to their communities. And that investment has resulted in patients getting care close to home. So the community likes it, the patients like it. And to be honest, it sort of balances out, you know, the utilization. And so the tertiary centers in our system that are busy every day start to get some relief because those patients can really be taken care of in their home communities. So while the financial situation is poor, it is creating some opportunities for really us to grow because of that.
And is staffing in those rural communities very challenging, getting worse? What does that look like?
You know, it's interesting. If you've seen one community, you've seen one community. We have some where staffing is very good. And, you know, they've done a good job working with the local kids, getting to come back, getting them to get interested in healthcare, in the healthcare field. And then we have other locations in rural communities that's extremely difficult to recruit to. They don't have the base of workforce. And then, you know, having the physician recruitment is very difficult in some of those communities as well. And so we work hard at that. And we feel like we've, you know, developed some expertise in that area.
Thank you. Now, you're sort of, you know, a person in two camps. You spent time at Purdue and also at Indiana University. Where are you a bigger fan of the basketball program, and could Purdue win a national championship this year?
Well, that's the easiest question you'll ask me all day. So Purdue Boilermaker all the way. And for all those Boilermakers out there, if you've been a Purdue fan, you feel our pain. I think this is our year. I sure hope it for players on the team, because they've put the work in this year, and certainly hope they can put a banner up.
And do we pronounce it, for the old timers, my generation, Gene Katie or Gene Katie?
Katie.
And Katie. He was one of the great coaches at Purdue of all time. And then is Drew Brees was he a Purdue quarterback?
Oh yeah, he was Purdue Boilermaker for sure.
Good. He's probably the best quarterback to come out of the system, right?
Yeah, I'd probably say that's probably true. There's probably some people that argue with that, but I feel that way.
Yeah, no, just what an amazing professional career he's had, and so hard to predict which of these quarterbacks coming out of college will be great, great pro quarterbacks or not. We're Chicago fans, so we're dealing with a lot of that discussions over the last 40 years, as we've needed to have never found that right quarterback, but well, at least you've had in Indiana Peyton Manning for periods of time and some other great quarterbacks in Indianapolis, but it is what it is. And so the advice for leaders, you've had this great leadership career. You stay very centered. What advice would you give to emerging leaders?
You know, I don't know. We see a lot of hesitancy from younger folks to get into leadership roles. And so I'd say, rather than advice for, you know, existing leaders, I would have advice for those younger employees that are sort of shying away from leadership positions. This is not exclusive to healthcare. I think this is just a generational thing, but I would highly encourage folks to get involved and give it a try. You know, it's not for everyone, but it is extremely rewarding when you can make a change for the better. And, you know, you see that, especially in healthcare, you see that change for the better for the community, for the patients, and for their families. That gives you a great feeling to be in healthcare when you can do that. And, you know, the best way to move your organization forward is to get involved and do that. So I would encourage folks to do that. When I look around at folks like me that have been here 30 years, you know, we're going to retire, and there's going to be lots of opportunities within healthcare and leadership positions. And so I would offer advice, encourage folks to get involved.
Because it's so important. I mean, a lot of people are very... there's so many different stressors in life. They want a job, but don't necessarily want to be a leader. Others want to be in leadership. But at the end of the day, to make organizations really grow and thrive, you need both. You need people that want to have a job. You need people that want to lead. And there's just plenty of opportunities for those to put their hands up and move forward, isn't there?
Absolutely. 100%. And, you know, those opportunities, as I look back across our system, those opportunities are more frequent and better today than they ever have been. I can remember, you know, coming up through management thinking I was never going to be able to move up because the folks in those jobs, you know, were going to be there forever. And That never came true. We always grew as a system and had other opportunities. Our folks retired when you didn't think they were going to, but there were always opportunities. Those opportunities now are, you know, probably fivefold what they were prior.
And I'll ask you one more question. I'll actually make you a deal if you're willing to make it.
Sounds good.
I will cheer for your Boilermakers if you will cheer for my Illini in the NCAA tournament.
When do they meet up? That's the question I would have for you.
No. You don't have to. You don't have to cheer. You don't have to cheer. No. You only have to cheer for them if they're not playing each other.
I'll Absolutely.
Grant you if they play each other.
I'm always for the Big Ten team. So,
well, we're always for the Big Ten team except for Michigan. But for everything else, we're for the Big Ten always.
You don't have to worry about them this year. So
no, exactly. My goodness, it's a shame to see Michigan sports after a great national title moving in the wrong direction. For those of us that are, you know, so immature that we're still haters of Michigan, even though we love the school, the sports we cheer against, there is some schadenfreude in seeing them have a horrible basketball season and their coach has been fantastic and moving on. But it is what it is. That's my immaturity. Sean, what a pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for joining us today on the Becker's Healthcare Podcast. What a pleasure. Great leadership, great system. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Scott.